Time for MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni on the most exciting day of the year. Is that right, Andy?
It certainly is. What is better than opening day, of course, the 2023 season? It gets underway for the Red Sox today at Fenway. All 30 teams in action across Major League Baseball today. For the Red Sox, it's their 123rd season. It's the first time since 1968 that all teams are playing on opening day. At Fenway, of course, the Red Sox taking on the Orioles. Corey Kluber makes his Red Sox debut. He'll be on the bump. First pitch, 2:10. You can watch it on NESN. The gates at Fenway can open at 12:10 this afternoon. Pre-game ceremonies begin at 1:30. Tickets still available on RedSox.com, starting at $50. A standing room where you can sit on the Green Monster for a mere $595. But if you want to head over to StubHub, I just saw there were some listings for tickets for $19. So if you're heading to the game today, there are some changes both on and off the field at Fenway. There's a new kids' concourse that will feature interactive elements such as virtual reality where kids can hit against major league pitchers. Players' clubhouse has been upgraded with new lockers and new amenities, and Fenway itself has brand new LED lights. And there are some new items at the concession stands, including avocado fries, a crab cake sandwich, steak and cheese, chicken cheesesteaks, helmet nachos, a New England maple burger, cheddar and caramel popcorn, made desserts like cheesecake, as well as a few new alcoholic beverages, including the lavender lemon drop and the spicy watermelon margarita.
Nothing like a nice ice-cold margarita to go with the ball game today. I'm surprised, Andy, that they have not had helmet nachos before. I mean, where are they? Where have they been?
I don't know. We've got helmet ice cream for years, and there's been helmet popcorn, so now they're finally getting over to the helmet nachos. You can take home three helmets today if you want between the popcorn, the ice cream, and the nachos.
All right, and probably a lot more, or coming back with a lot less, so to speak, too.
Indeed.
From the game. All right, man. So, I mean, it's chilly today. What do you think that means for ball players, Andy? I mean, it can't be a great day to be out there, no matter whether we got this sun or not.
No, absolutely not, especially the guys with the bats in their hands. They foul some off. They're going to get some stingers in the bats, some bees in your palms, that's for sure. It's going to be a rough one out there. You're going to be bundled up as best they can. And thankfully, with the pitch clock and the way games are moving a little faster these days, the players won't be hanging around on the field maybe a little too long and not doing much of anything. But bundle up if you're going to the game today. Plenty of layers are needed, especially the hand warmers and feet warmers as well.
You know, I used to think when I was a kid I had a new modern glove, but probably they're very old-fashioned by today's standards. But I remember in this cold weather, when you caught a ball sometimes, you get a little sting when it's like 30 degrees outside in the spring. All right, Andy, no Chris Sale today, but no surprise, probably not a bad thing. He is not going in this cold weather, but we will see him soon.
We will see him soon. He'll be in the second game of the season, which comes your way on Saturday afternoon. Tickets still available for that as well if you want to go. Sale's first appearance of the season. Some other roster moves before opening day got underway. Sox sent infielder Bobby Dalbec and outfielder Jaron Duran and catcher Jorge Alfaro to Worcester.
Well, it could be your last chance to see Sale this season. No, I'm just kidding. Man, we've been tough, but
we've been nasty all preseason.
I'm trying to sell some tickets, you know. Get out there Saturday. It could be your last chance. All right, Andy, what other Red Sox news and player notes do we have?
Well, a couple former Red Sox players have announced their retirements, infielder Jed Lowry and catcher Ryan LaVarnway. Lowry played for the Sox from 2008 to 2011, LaVarnway from 2011 to 2013.
All right, you know, we always talk about Red Sox classics, but I can't imagine there are any Red Sox classics today airing on NESN with the Red Sox going this afternoon, are there?
Oh, Bill, what do you think? NESN Plus needs programming, so they're going to keep going at it with Red Sox Classics on NESN Plus this afternoon. You can't see Chris Sale pitch opening day at Fenway today, but at 3 o'clock, if you want to watch Chris Sale all this week, it's been the best of Chris Sale on NESN Plus. Today it's a game from June 5th of 2019. Sale tosses a three-hit shutout, striking out 12, an 8-0 win over the Royals in Kansas City.
All right, good. All right, a lot of Chris Sale. Catch him today, catch him Saturday, and maybe you want to record today's NESN Plus event. All right, what else do we have? You always supply us with the Major League Baseball news notes, and I think you have a few today, right?
We certainly do. A reminder, several significant rule changes for the start of the season on this opening day is now a pitch clock, which we had mentioned, a ban on defensive shifts, and the bases are bigger. And the new pitch clock did shave an average of 26 minutes off the time of spring training games. Last year, games were an average of 3 hours and 3 minutes, so maybe we'll see games averaging more like 2 hours and 30 minutes as the season gets underway. There will also be 8 former Cy Young Award winners taken to the mound today on opening day.
Wow. All right. What about ticket prices this year? What can you share with us on that?
Well, in some places, they remain through the roof. The Yankees' home opener against the Giants has an average ticket price of $360. Defending World Series champs, the Astros host the White Sox in Houston. Seats average $262, but fans in Miami can see the Marlins take on the Mets for as low as $19 a ticket. The average price down in Miami today, just below $100 a seat.
You know, I used to think, Andy, you could go to a game. I'm just thinking now. I mean, I never carried a lot of cash around with me, but you could probably have enough cash in your wallet to get into the ballpark in days gone by, but not so much anymore. Not at the Yankees this afternoon, that's for sure.
No, you basically need to have a credit card when you're going to any game. I don't care what stadium you're going to. And a lot of the concession stands these days don't even take actual physical money anymore. You have to pay by a debit or credit card. So,
yeah.
Times have a change.
Well, of course I know that, Andy, but I was just using it as a reference. I don't know. All right. Other Major League Baseball news?
Well, of course, with the ticket prices remaining high, that means the value of MLB franchises going up. According to Forbes, the average team value increased 12% over the last year to $2.32 billion, with revenue increasing 7.8% to $10.3 billion. Yankees top the list as the most valuable franchise at $7.1 billion, followed by the Dodgers at $4.8 billion. Red Sox come in as the third most valuable franchise at $4.5 billion, followed by the Cubs at $4.1 billion. And the Giants at $3.7 billion. A lot of dollar bills being thrown around this morning, that's for sure.
Billions, billions and billions. Oh, man. You know, at least the good news is today we'll get to see old friend Franchi Cordero coming back to play with the Orioles, right?
Actually, he was released by the Orioles just the other day. He was going to make the Major League roster, and I don't know what, something went awry, and he got cut at the last moment as they were setting up their final roster, but quickly after him being cut, we'll still have a chance to see him because he signed a one-year deal with the Yankees. So you know what that means. He's going to come back to haunt the Red Sox in the pinstripes, or I should say even in the gray road uniforms when they come to Fenway. So you'll still have a chance to watch Franchi play. Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Well, I bet his, if you were at a choice to play with the Orioles or the Yankees make sure you had guaranteed money, go with the Yankees with those ticket prices. Absolutely, right. Yeah.
And you'll have a chance to make the postseason, so why not make that move?
Absolutely. All right, Andy. What are you looking for today? I mean, this pitching matchup, how do you see the opening day starting pitching matchup?
Well, I would give the edge to Corey Kluber for his veteran experience that he does have, and he's been on the mound on opening days in the past before, so obviously the moment won't be too big for him. So we'll have to see how it all plays out on the mound. I expect a low scoring game today. I don't expect a 10-8 slugfest, that's for sure, with the cold temperatures. So with an improved Red Sox bullpen and maybe Corey Kluber giving you maybe a good 6 innings on the mound today if we're lucky, then the Red Sox come home with a W on opening day and everybody goes home happy.
Oh, man, Andy, the glass is half full with you today. I'm surprised. But anyways, at least until at least 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah. That's the cutoff.
We'll see that. 4:30. We'll see. We'll check back with you then, see how you're doing. All right, Andy, thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni with us here on MSONewsSports.com.